This is Podcast Stacks. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me this time is Starhawk. This is our review of Kick-Ass Issue 8, as well as the conclusion of our review of the Kick-Ass miniseries as a whole. Finally!
Here comes the pimp slapping, which is Issue 8. Such a momentous occasion. I'd like to write a song about it. Want to hear it? Fuck, bitches. You don't deserve my songs.
I was going to say, we'll remind you that this isn't 150 anymore. Stop you. But apparently I didn't need to, so I'm relieved.
All right, here, let me do the previously, because it has my favorite scene of Pussy Daddy having his brains blown the fuck out.
Oh, now that's your favorite scene. God.
Okay. Some jerk puts on a costume one day and he's a real superhero. But he's not the only one. Pot-smoking Red Mist and the father-daughter duel Big Daddy and Hit Girl are also out there. They team up and assault on gangster John Genovese. It goes south, though. Red Mist reveals himself as the mobster's son, and Big Daddy gets his brains blown out. Okay, maybe it just gets his brains blown out.
Wait, I'm confused. I was ready for you to sing a song. Did you just do some kind of a recap or something?
Yes, hello. Are you paying attention?
We're not doing... Okay, listeners, in case you had any doubt, obviously, Starhawk and I are not even on the same podcast. I myself. Oh.
All right. So Dave and Hit Girl escape, and the two swear they're going to kick Genovese's ass for good.
To catch you up with what I had been saying earlier, I'm on page 5.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, I tried.
Okay, we're caught up. This bitch is smooth.
Finally. Yeah, I kind of wanted to set it up. Well, go, but yes. Kick-Ass and Hit-Girl are on the elevator, and Kick-Ass is like, what are you doing to Hit-Girl? Because it looks like she's snorting coke. And she says, I'm activating Condition Red. Dad gave this to me for emergencies and said it would give me the strength of 10 men. And he's like, is that cocaine? And this is actually kind of cute. He lied to her. He told her it was some kind of, quote, secret chemical compound. So she doesn't even know she's snorting coke. So it reminds you she's 10 years old. And it's like, aw, making little girls do drugs and kill people. That's so nice of Big Daddy.
All right, I just got a boner. I mean, that's terrible.
Wait a minute. So you weren't hot for Hit Girl until she did drugs. Interesting. Okay.
I'm telling you, I totally missed out on my youth. If I had known the beneficial side effects of getting young bitches addicted to drugs, dude, how did I not go into the pimp trade? I thought rapping was where it was supposed to be at. Nope. I should have went into drugs and pimping.
So the cocaine snorting, murdering little girl tells Kick-Ass to get something out of her Hello Kitty pack.
Because she thinks she's coming up. What the fuck's that mean?
You know what? I have no idea what that means either. I was hoping you would know. So,
dude. Yeah. All right. She had me at, I'm a coke snorting psychopathic 10-year-old, you know? Fuck it.
Wait a minute, you're always...
We've been trained by her daddy to do bad, bad things. Okay.
Oh, that's what it was. I wanted to criticize Hollywood for cutting the cocaine scene out, totally. Why? You can show a little girl killing people, but you can't show a little girl snorting coke, because why?
They fried my fucking testicles, Hit Girl. Holy fuck!
Okay, well, meanwhile...
Oh, okay, it's the bad guy saying holy shit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
No, I was asking that as a... Why were you ignoring me?
I don't know. What do you want?
I thought you might have an answer to my question.
What the fuck do you want? I'm trying to do a podcast here.
I wanted to know why they I want to know both why they cut the ball torture and the coke snorting out of the movie.
Okay, you know what? Because Big Daddy didn't die.
Well, Big Daddy died in the movie. Spoilers!
Preparing for a sociopath episode.
What, huh?
I said Big Daddy didn't...
Oh, yeah, you're okay. If you're
spoiler.
If you kept talking after Big Daddy didn't, that means that you're cutting off again.
Yeah, that's okay. And we never
get to, that's okay.
I'm going to repeat it. And you never get to see Hit Girl prepare for a sociopathic episode. For all we know, she goes full retard.
Okay, that's twice. Because you know a line is never funny three times, so you can't say that a third time.
What, I can't say that we never see Hit Girl prepare for a sociopathic episode? Hell, for all...
No, you can't
say that. Retard.
I talked over you that time.
Oh, see, fuck. All right. Hit Girl snorts coke, goes full retard, pulls out a flamethrower, and that is not something you want to be involved in.
What, Hit Girl going full retard or pulling out of a flamethrower?
Pulling out a fucking flamethrower.
That is a great fucking panel.
Yeah, it is. For your balls and my dad. Ooh, man, I do not want to be the guy standing in front of that shit.
But the killer bit here is Kick-Ass is like, how does a 10-year-old girl get her hands on a flamethrower? eBay?
Yeah, you need that.
That's funny.
And it's like a mini flamethrower, too. It's not even a fucking full-size one.
So, good for her. Oh, and good for Kick-Ass, because now he's hunting down Red Mist. Get your ass out here, you cowardly little shit. Hey, remember when Kick-Ass used to be a punk? But Red Mist.
Right, you're just gonna go past the part where she pulls out two fucking guns like a little 10-year-old Lara Croft. I have to refrain from saying like a little sexy Lara Croft, and says it's fucking clobbering time.
Well, it is a great moment.
Red Mist, get your ass out here, you cowardly little shit! Oh, he really was in his bathroom hiding.
Yes.
Oh my God,
yes,
God, please let me live through this. The hell are you?
Where'd he get that gun?
You're a fucking asshole with a stick, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, and I'm gonna smash your goddamn brains in. Yeah, meanwhile, again, Red Mist has a gun.
Wait a minute. Now Red Mist can't even fucking hold his gun? He's such a... you know what?
No, I mean, everybody else is... Well, pretty much everybody else is dead, and it's just him, and he is a pussy.
And he actually looks like the guy they cast in the movie.
Little bit.
Harry Osborn versus Peter Parker moment. Well, I got news for you, dude. I'm the one standing here with the 45. Now get over here and what?
Dot dot dot. Because that's where Kick Ass starts hitting him with his sticks and knocks the gun out of his hand and hits him in the face.
It hurts. Yeah, once you get smacked across the nose with a fucking chair leg.
Mm.
And it breaks. That shit hurt. But that one was blunted by his left eye socket. The follow up, however, that wasn't blunted by shit, and that was a double hander. All right, and let's see.
Hit Girl.
I'm trying to figure. It depends on if Kick Ass was right handed or left handed. But he might be ambidextrous. I'm just going to assume that was full force across the fucking nostrils.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel good to imagine that Big Daddy felt incredible pain when he was shot in the face?
Dude, that you have to see that scene to believe how pathetic he looked. I mean, just, you know, except for the fact that the guy with his cock jacked in his mouth would have got shot in the belly after he blew his brains out. That was all that was missing from that one, that little fucking puss.
Jesus Christ.
Just
okay, saying. Starhawk. No, this is very important. You must be told this. Big Daddy is a fictional character. He's not real.
Hey, so Starhawk. What the fuck?
Anyway. Meanwhile, after Kick-Ass kicks ass, we see... Yeah.
Apparently, homie's old man was right. He was a real fucking pussy, this Red Mist kid. Meanwhile, batarangs.
Batarangs.
They're not batarangs. They're just bullets. My bad.
Okay, but yeah,
he threw a smoke bomb and actually blew the dude's brains out through his nuts.
That's a neat trick.
That's a neat trick.
Well, I look one.
She does it to more than one.
In one panel, she shoots four guys to death as they each exclaim,
"Oh!" Look! And they've got baseball bats, and she's got these ridiculously sharp swords. Yeah.
Well, yes. How come nobody has a gun?
She killed the guys with the guns.
Okay.
That
was my big problem.
Yeah, take out the primary adversaries first, and then, you know, you can do what you want.
And by the way, the fact that Kick-Ass pretty much does take place in an almost gunless universe is one of the reasons it's only 9 out of 10, whereas, again, The Girl Next Door, 11 out of 10 at least.
Okay.
Well, no, if you want to comment about The Girl Next Door at all, go ahead.
Oh my God, the brutality. Just the brutality.
I don't know what page
So going back to issue 1 or 2 or wherever she was introduced, she really is susceptible to the sneak up from behind and grab her. Really? Despite the fact that just prior to this, she was...
Wait. Oh, no, you are not skipping past this one panel. There is one panel where...
It's cool.
Note these 1, 2, 3, these 7 mobsters in like the kitchen of this penthouse or whatever. Yeah, she just like, throws the door open or whatever and tosses 3 severed heads into the room.
Yeah.
And
it becomes the spokesgirl for headswillroll.com.
But yes, that's exactly when the one guy does come up behind her and grab her from behind, which, as you pointed out, does seem to be like the one way to defeat her.
Yeah, that's because she's so used to being docile while she takes it from the back. I'm just saying, but never mind.
I'm not gonna pretend I know how to cook. That I even know what this utensil is. What is that? The guy's holding?
Meat tenderizer, dog.
Thank you.
Did you not hear what I just said?
I think either I was talking over you. Okay. Ignoring you because I wanted to go back to the previous page.
Let me repeat.
By the way, wait a minute. You repeated shit I said like 100 times. Well, go ahead.
No. As far as grabbing Hit Girl so easily, maybe she's just used to being docile while she takes it from the back. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Oh, you wanted me to say something like I was thinking during that scene, which was, aha, so that's how I can get her.
She's obviously trained to allow you to get her in that position.
Well, because look at the second panel, how docile she looks. She's got, like, her top lip out. Like,
yeah, it's almost as if somebody's holding her by her scruff. And anyway, you'd have to have pets, you'd to understand. But anyway, you stupid little... You know, these guys just have
No. You got it, because with each pounding of the meat tenderizer on her face, he is saying that, like you stupid, poof, little... And there's blood everywhere. Oh, it's a great scene. But skank!
That's how it is. I mean, he basically is into beating her in the face with a meat tenderizer. It's not pretty.
I approve. Because, you know what? It's teaching her discipline that when a man obviously wants something, just...
Okay, here we go.
Give in. What?
All right. What? You need me to repeat the standard disclaimer for for issue 8?
Talking about what the fuck a young girl earlier.
I'm just pointing out that the opinions of Trench do not necessarily reflect the opinions of anybody else guest hosting on Podcast X.
This is good writing. He's all like, I don't know what the hell your old man put in your head, but little kids just can't fight grown-ups. Grown-ups are bigger, pound. Grown-ups are stronger, pound.
He didn't stop pounding her during that. He's not.
How do you know he's not? It's a single panel. You don't know if he's not because the scene is drawn as if he is repeatedly still pounding her.
No. He's.
You just have a crush on a little girl.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me work with you here. I have a crush on a little girl. Starhawk has
a crush.
The only crush on a little girl that Starhawk has is his desire to get a pair of Courtney Coombs's used panties. Just saying. However.
Wait. We might be able to work this. What color?
I don't know. Ice blue?
Because I just want to make the point to Courtney, if she's listening, that sending pairs of your panties to members of Podcast X is not the same as you exposing yourself in any way.
This is, okay, whatever. We'll work on manipulation.
I thought you wanted Courtney's panties. What? Perhaps I myself would like a pair of Courtney's panties.
You know what? Hmm? Yes, Courtney, that's right. Absolutely. So, you know, prepare those panties, you teeny vixen. All right, so I did some analysis, and yes, because of the way the blood is still flying through the air, it would imply continuous motion.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So it would imply that. However, I think it's just bad art.
Oh, well, that's entirely possible.
First panel, it's dripping down due to gravity, and the second panel is flying around, and the third panel is still flying around, but there's really no way to be hitting her with it with any force while your hands are on her jaw. So...
He could be hitting her in her chest, trying to make sure she's never going to develop breasts. You know, figuring you might damage some breast tissue. I'm thinking too much, ain't I?
Obviously. Okay, yeah. So anyway, Kick-Ass doesn't have the balls to use the gun. Oops, now somebody else doesn't have balls. And they actually show them dropping to the floor. I think that's an uncircumcised penis tip going there.
I don't want to think about that too much. But yeah, basically he's like, you ain't got no balls, to which Kick-Ass shoots him in the balls, which is the correct response, of course.
No, he shot his dick off, dog. That is dick.
All right, you're gonna make me scroll back up. Well, how do we know he shot his dick off? I mean, okay,
shot my tongue.
Oh yeah, the whole tongue thing. I should have mentioned earlier. His Kick-Ass's friends. We're talking about making up a curse word, and the curse word they made up was tonk. And they were trying to get it to catch on, and apparently, yes, it has caught on. Because as the guy's yelling, he shot me in the fucking tonk. And Hit Girl, as she grabs a hatchet.
Meat cleaver,
thank you.
Know your murder weapons, dude.
I was going to say, again, I don't cook. It's a goddamn cooking utensil that you can use as a murder weapon. But you know what? People can use anything as a murder weapon. She grabs the... What did you just say it was? Fucking meat cleaver. She grabs.
I'm going to listen to this episode just to hear some of the shit that I don't hear when you cut the fuck out.
If I'm cutting out on your side, it's because I'm actually talking, apparently, every time you think I'm cutting out.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Yeah, I don't know how... Wow, this is going to sound horrible.
Not that anything you say is ever funny. Oh, wait.
Okay. If we ever do another show, you know I'm bringing my own sound effects, right? This is so not fair.
You cut out again. You totally cut out.
Yeah, right.
Again.
Anyway, Hit Girl grabs the meat cleaver.
Oh, that had to hurt.
Yeah, she cleaves his skull in half while shouting, "Tunk, you asshole!" I'm sorry, the tunk thing is now funny to me. Yeah, like you said, that had to fucking hurt. Because goddamn, this page could be the cover to an old DC Tales from the Crypt comic. Perfect. Okay. In fact, Kick-Ass says,
"You know what? That's it. This comic's over. Fuck it. What? I don't know what. I don't even care what they say after this. They should have ended it right there. Yeah. Well, tunk you, asshole.
Oh, see, so you like
and
it.
Then it.
You like the tunk thing? Question mark.
And it, oh no, it's over. It's over. End of story. Applause out."
Okay, are you leaving to reopen something? I hello.
Now, the unfortunate part is that she used the meat cleaver. Standard utensil.
Oh, I thought you were serious. I was ready. Okay.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it would have been a perfect ending.
Yeah, I just want to say Hit Girl has got to be one of the coolest superheroes ever. Because anything like a woman can do is 50 times sexier when you're watching a 10-year-old girl do the exact same thing.
Including this Octomom thing with the 8 arms as she shoots these guys. He is dropping a lot of fucking lead.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. and you haven't got a friend, just remember that death is not the end.
And all that you held sacred falls down and does not mend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. When you're standing on the crossroads that you cannot comprehend, just remember that death is not the end.
And all your dreams have vanished, and you don't know what's up the bend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
When storm clouds gather round and heavy rains descend, just remember that death is not the end.
And there's no one there to comfort you with a helping hand to lend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. For the tree of life is growing where the spirit never dies.
And the bright light of salvation up in dark and empty skies.
When the city
in vain to find some law-abiding citizen, just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
And I do like this scene where, well, yeah, it's after the fact and she has killed everybody.
Well, no. First she says, "Tonk, you asshole," and Kick-Ass says, "I can't believe how fast that caught on." To your point that they were making up new shit.
Yeah, I thought the Tonk stuff was funny, but noticed they took it out for the movie.
Oh, and he reaches for her, he grabs her ponytail, and she says, instead of saying out, she says, "Thanks for the guns, bitches."
Well, yeah, like so many of her victims drop their guns and she's just picking them up. And why the fuck, again, why the guy with the gun pointed right at her head doesn't just shoot her right that second? I have no idea. But hey. Oh, I was hoping you could tell me.
Because they're pissed. And when people are pissed off, they want to talk shit. Blame it on the movies.
Okay. That's actually believable. But, yeah.
However, with their boss face down, you know, with a cleaver halfway through his fucking head. And I gotta tell you, that's some interesting cinematography right there, boys and girls. you'd think they'd just be shooting shit all kinds of blind.
I want to complain. They took so much of this gore out of the actual movie. Why? Why so much blood in the comic, which is good, you know, but in the movie, well, not really anywhere near as much. What the fuck?
Because this shit right here is socio-fucking-pathic, dude. This is shit. This shit is deranged and strange and twisted.
But that's how we like our comics and movies and entertainment in general. What? It's Podcast X. Let's be for real.
All right. Well, I'm just doing some maintenance work here while you talk about how cute she looks with the green phlegm running through her nose and her long hair hanging out.
Yeah, again, she kills them all and Kick-Ass approaches her. She's taken her mask off and she is crying and making a boo-boo face. And she says, "Would you give me a hug? My daddy just died." Oh, and he does. This is adorable. And go ahead, because I'm sure you're going to like say it's not somehow. No? Oh, okay.
Oh, my bad.
I have no idea what that whistling is supposed to mean at this point.
It's okay. Everybody's happy. Heroes are heroes. Dead people are dead people. It's time to go to the park and play.
Who let you score this episode? Wait a minute, we never had a soundtrack before. Hold on.
Did he just walk in on his dad doing it doggy style to some black chick?
Hold it. You skipped an important plot point, which is that before that, Kick-Ass does make sure that Mindy gets back with her mother, who never stopped searching for the baby she was missing. And we see that the little girl goes on to have a happy life, although it does have that one scene that I'm sure everybody loved in the movie of during her now happy life, some kids at school try to shake her down for lunch money, and she beats the shit out of them. She's still Hit Girl. She'll always be Hit Girl. And, actually, that's kind of sweet. Oh, and also, Kick-Ass does tell that girl that he's straight, and the girl's boyfriend kicks his ass.
I have no idea how that happened. Now, you know what? I'm all for letting the black guy get his swerve on. What's this guy's name? Dave?
Yes.
Shit off. Fucking
Carl. I'm wrong. She calls him Carl here.
He should.
I'm sorry. I thought all black guys were named Dave.
No, Kick-Ass's name, Dave.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
See, to me, he's Kick-Ass. But good. No, go ahead. He does have a real name. I forgot.
He should have beat the shit.
No, wouldn't that give him away?
No, he should have.
I can understand
beat,
Hit Girl not caring about giving
he
herself.
He should have beat the fuck.
Wow, I'm actually shocked. I'm shocked that you're objecting to the black guy beating up the white guy.
Kick-Ass should have beat the fuck out of him, because at this point, you're a fucking sociopath. You don't go through all of that and not come out strange, deranged, deprived.
Actually, I kind of agree with you, but it would have been it would have come off so corny if Kick-Ass beat him.
No. I can appreciate the fact that he made a mistake, and bitches have this secret superpower to just make guys' dicks shrivel. But after all he's been through, and with his 85% sensitivity deprivation, I'd have whooped homie's ass. You would just never see the situation where he's afraid of a punch or anything like that. Talk about some no. It'd be like, look, dude, whoa, take your crazy bitch, or I will whoop your ass. Her super secret powers, you know, females, kryptonite, they give you that weird look, that shrieky voice, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? My mom's out to kill me. But him, self-defense would have kicked his ass.
Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What do you think?
I mean, I can see where maybe that's possible, that he might just be like to hell with everything. And like you said, kick that kid's ass. But I don't know. I don't think it would have worked. It would have made the whole series message become a bullying asshole. Thanks, kids. That's my message. Glad you listen to me. It's like, well, no, this is what he is. He's always going to be a punk. He's not really what he was trying to be, I guess.
No, I'm sorry. There are psychological implications.
Okay, can we agree on one thing?
That the black chick that he's fucking from the back is...
No, because you're on the next page. I was going to say, the brunette, the girl that he was pretending to be gay on? Yeah, do you agree that she really would benefit from a good raping?
I can't condone rape in any form. Unless it's anal.
Do you that agree she would benefit from a good humiliating anal raping?
She's got a black boyfriend. She's obviously already trained. Okay? End of story. We know what she's getting, and we know how she's getting it.
But go ahead and complain about the... Oh, well, anyway, yeah, Kick-Ass goes home from school after getting beat up by that kid. And
this would not have fucking have happened. It just would not have happened.
Here we go. He walks in on his dad fucking a chick. Now go ahead and complain about it, whatever you're going to complain about.
Got nothing. I mean, Kick-Ass pretty much sums it up. At least my dad was getting his rocks off on a daily basis with some hot black chick he met on a grieving forum. So he is fucking that shit daily. And
the story has a happy ending for his father.
There you go. A happy ending. You know, she's like, nice to meet you. Dude, what the fuck? Okay. Considering the panel is so perfect, I got nothing.
All right, then. So moving on, I like how awkward, it's beautifully awkward, because the poor dad and woman, oh, yeah, I feel so bad for him, but oh well. He is narrating, by the time I got home, I had, you know, Kick-Ass, I had 15 abusive texts from Katie's friends and a photo on my phone of her sucking Carl's dick. Now tell me again how he should not have raped her. All right, then. Moving on.
Why did he get the photo of her sucking Carl's dick? Who sent it? Her, Carl, or one of her friends?
Katie sent it. I mean, the girl.
Perfect.
All right, then.
No reason not to, why not whack off to it? Why the fuck not?
And also that he sent...
You know, I guess it's okay that he let Carl beat him up, because at least he got the photo.
Oh, boy. Yes, I didn't mention this other caption where, yes, Kick-Ass admits that he did whack off to that picture.
Yeah, right there.
Which is so pitiful. Okay. Life goes on, and it turns out...
While crying. Well, I don't know about the while crying part.
He's a wimp. What do you want? He let Carl beat him up. I mean, you know, he's not... He had no business even trying to be Kick-Ass in the first place, really. But life goes on, and except now people have been inspired by Kick-Ass and Red Mist, and people are just walking around dressed as superheroes, including this guy who, here's where it loops around to the beginning of the series.
Yep, perfect wraparound. Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect wraparound ending.
He's going to jump off the building. We do have also the end of the movie where we see that Red Mist is now totally villainous, and we will see him again. And there will be a sequel, which to the comics there probably will be, but I'll be really fucking shocked, given how poorly the movie did here, if there's a sequel to Kick-Ass the movie. Oh, well, what are you going to do? At least we have the one we got.
This idiot is using a Macintosh.
That's what you noticed. Not what's going on. But the fact that he's using a Mac, is that, how can you tell it's a Macintosh?
Upper left-hand corner of the panel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's not able to read digital comics on his screen. Oh, so Macintosh has those stupid little red, yellow, green, white things? Okay. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. This might make you happy. Apparently, they're going to also find the names of the people you love and make them rue the day you ever were born, which means they're going to find Katie and fuck her.
I am now looking forward to Kick-Ass 2 whenever Miller bothers to write it And I hope that is exactly what fucking happens. Yeah, right. I should have mentioned, also it ends with, Red Mist. What he's doing is emailing, Kick-Ass. And he's saying, as a great man once said, wait till they get a load of me. Because this is now clearly his new costume is a villain costume, I guess, is what I'm supposed to get from this. So, okay, whatever.
It's the same costume he was always wearing.
Nah, it's stupider, really. And also, he grew a goatee. So now I think he thinks he looks more evil or something. But whatever. Like I said, in real life, we're never going to see a Kick-Ass sequel, which is actually very sad.
Actually, I'm not interested in seeing a Kick-Ass sequel to the comic either.
I'm confused. So you did not like the comic? Question mark.
Well, the problem with this comic is that it is nasty. Goes places that you really wouldn't expect the superhero comic to travel, and has some of the most gruesome torture scenes I've seen in comics.
Those are all things I liked about it.
I'm sorry. I just went to the very last page where Rich Johnston of the BleedingCool.com posted a review. Reading the reviews at the end. Followed with Kick-Ass, kicked my ass and left me wanting more, and as gut-wrenching as it gets, equal parts hilarious and wince-inducing, helped tremendously by outstanding art by John Romita Jr. If you ever wanted to be a superhero, this one's for you. Sean Douglas, Cosmic Comics Reviews.
I don't believe you're even reading those testimonials out loud, but okay. Every issue has those, every issue has those, testimonials on the back for some reason. Here's the thing. This is the kind of comic either you're gonna buy or you're not. There's really no in between. So I don't know who they're trying to convince, but oh well. So what do you give it 1 out of 10?
Except for the fact that he let the black guy beat him up. But redeemed by the fact that at least, the girl was dumb enough to actually send him pictures of her sucking black cock. That kind of balances it out. Did glean over those pages where they went to school and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, I gotta say, the fucking movie was incredibly awesome. I'm glad we took the time to review this.
This wasn't the movie. This was
from
the comic.
The screen was spot on. The little chronological rearrangements and plot splicing that they did was fantastic. It was well acted. It was well written. It was well drawn. This one deserved the big screen makeover. I give Kick-Ass a 10 out of 10. Okay, fuck it. I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Okay, that's more believable. I would now like to give the impression of being pickier than Starhawk and amend my rating. I would like to give it a 7 out of 10. No, I'm kidding. It's a 9. What could have made it a 10 to you?
More sex. More violence. Which is a stretch. Come on, this is Kick-Ass. Panel upon panel. Fuck that. Page upon page of violence. Bloody red violence. So basically, it just needed to come down to more sex and more evolution of the non-Kick-Ass side of the lead character's personality. I believe that he remained human, emotionally stunted, and they didn't really take into the significant growths that his psyche would have undergone having been subjected to such extenuating circumstances. You either crack or you grow in this world, people. And since he didn't crack, I would have expected a little more growth.
Okay, well, since apparently everything that you don't like about Kick-Ass is something that I did like about it, because, yeah, I get really tired of cliched comics, TV, movies, whatever, where the lead character does quote-unquote grow, because in real life, people don't fucking change. They sure as hell don't become better people. So, yeah, I was fine with the fact that the kid starts out as a punk and ends up as a punk, because that's what he is. I would have liked to have seen at least a topless scene with Hit Girl, though. Just saying. Okay, I guess we're out of here. You got any messages you'd like to give listeners? Wait, who am I kidding? Do you have any messages you'd like to pass along to Courtney?
I would like to take us out on this particular song, which basically sums up everything there is to love about Podcast X.
Okay, I was yelling Starhawk because I figured you'd probably want to know. You can't really understand any of those lyrics.
Oh, I hear them just fine. Fuck you, bitches.
All right, you know what? On that note, we are out of here. Fuck you, bitches, indeed.
The threshold, and it's overturned the order of the time. Cut, 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 cut. That's a fucking joke, right?